right, it's just coming up to 11:30. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, your local radio station. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a very smart young lady. Her name is Sian. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
Lovely to meet you, Sian Mahoney. And she's at the Peter Jones Academy of Havering College in Brentwood. And she's gone into doing handmade jewellery. So before we talk, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 18.
18.
I just turned 18.
And you're doing all this already. Now, we were just talking off air, but for people who don't know, tell us about the Peter Jones Academy and how you actually got involved in the first place.
This is the first year of the Peter Jones Academy in Havering College, and I signed up for business originally, and then the Threshold Services, they suggested Peter Jones Academy to me. They said that you'll have a chance to start your own micro business, and that's what caught my attention. So then I signed up for it, and we started this September, and the course is for a year.
That's absolutely brilliant. So before that, you'd actually done fashion as well, hadn't you?
Yes, I done fashion last year, and I loved doing designs, sewing my own clothing, but it was useless if I was in class all day and not doing anything about it. So that's why I decided to do business, so that I can be a designer and go out in the world.
It's great because it's giving young people the chance to actually have their own businesses.
Yeah.
If people are listening out there, say they're, 16, 17, and they'd like to do this, is it actually free to be able to get on this course, or do you have to pay to get onto the course?
Yes, it was free for me, but of course, for people that are adults or mature, over 19 years old, I think, that you have to pay for it.
But otherwise, you get all the training and everything for free.
Yes, government funding.
And how long are you in there? 5 days a week doing this? How does the course actually work?
4 days of learning, but we spend 3 days in college in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And then on the fourth day, we'll be at home creating a website, keeping up with social media, and doing other coursework.
And did you get to meet the man himself?
We meet him at the end of the year.
Oh, right.
He's very busy, so...
You better make him something, then.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will.
And make sure he wears it in the pictures.
Yeah.
So how long have you been interested in, actually, jewellery? Has it just come from the fashion?
Yeah, from when I wanted to be a fashion designer all my life. And then it was on my birthday last year that my dad gave me a lot of money, and I decided that I was fed up of a lot of the jewellery in stores, such as, high street stores.
Yeah.
And then I used the money to buy components for jewellery, the separate hooks, beads, and I made my own jewellery so that I could be unique and show everyone my style.
So I think that's admirable, because most, when I was your age, if my dad had given me a load of money, I'd have probably been down the pub.
Yes, that's what a lot of people do. So
yeah, and look at me now.
Well, you're a good place right now.
Yeah, I am actually. You're right. No, you feel good about myself now. What materials do you work in? Because we were just talking off air, because some people work, obviously you have to start, you don't start working straight away with gold or platinum or stuff like that. So tell us what sort of mediums you're working with.
Inexpensive metals there, zinc free, nickel free, and hypoallergenic, so that means that you won't get allergic reactions to them or marks, and it's very cheap. It's costume jewellery. That's why I started it, because I think the high-end jewellery is plain and simple. You can only use it for special occasions such as weddings or Valentine's Day, but this jewellery that I'm making now, you can wear every day and it lasts. I use sturdy materials, and the way I've constructed it is that it won't fall apart easily, which is what happens to most inexpensive jewellery.
I know exactly what you mean. So what jewellery makers would you say, what sort of jewellery styles do you admire, or kind of, jewellery makers, who would you say?
I personally admire Pandora and the charm bracelets.
Yeah.
That's what I personally buy. And Forever 21, I love their jewellery. But there was also a reason why I decided to make my own jewellery, because theirs fell apart by the time I got home and I put it on, broken. So I decided to make my own.
I did have actually one of those Links of London, had one of theirs bracelets, and I was cooking, somebody gave it to me for Christmas. I was cooking Christmas dinner, and I touched the edge of the oven with the bracelet, and inside it's plastic. It's plastic, stretchy plastic, and I didn't realise, because the outside's silver.
Yeah.
And as soon as the heat touched it, it just went
melted. Yeah.
But you didn't know that, because I thought, it must be on something like stretchy metal, but it wasn't, and it basically disintegrated, and a hole for about 200 of these things just went all over the floor. Completely ruined that. Now, jewellery, we were saying off air, it's really intricate when you're working with jewellery, and even talking about, I'm talking about it now, and it's making my fingers itch. So how do you have to have like a big magnifying mirror when you're working? how do you sort of like put stuff together?
Definitely, yes, I use that sometimes, but mainly I use tweezers, pliers, just to grab the metal and to bend it, or beads. It's really delicate, you know, you have to have steady hand definitely to be able to fit the elastic or string through beads. And the metal, it's not that difficult, but if you can get your hand steady, yeah, then you can do it.
And are you looking to do like a fashion show at the end of the year and kind of show,
yes,
off your designs?
Definitely, we're planning that in class because another person is doing fashion boutiques,
yeah,
so we're going to have a show at the end of the year.
And how long have you got? How long have you got to wait till that happens? Is it sort of middle of next year? Is it, or
yes,
yeah,
middle summer?
Quite a way off.
Yeah, big, yep, occasion.
Now, what's the big? Before we'll talk about your website as well and Twitter. What's your dream for the future? What would be if you could see yourself in 10 years' time? Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't be very old. You might think you wouldn't be. What do you like to think of yourself be doing in 10 years' time?
I definitely want this business to be successful because how it started was that I was unhappy with the high street stores giving us cheap jewellery. So now I want to be able to give people jewellery that is cheap but it lasts.
Yeah.
So I want to expand, become international and hopefully sell clothing as well in the future.
Excellent.
Become a brand. Yeah.
That's really, you see what I mean? You've got the drive. That's the one thing. All the self-help books, and I read quite a few, they say that the worst thing you can do is not actually knock on the doors and actually go for it. Because,
yeah,
if you don't go for it, you'll never know. So you can sit there and make, mm-hmm, an excuse saying, I never got there because you didn't try. So the more people that you tell about the jewellery, the more doors you knock on, the better chance you have.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
And having a lot of front as well, where you just go, hello, mm-hmm, have a look at my jewellery.
Yeah.
That'll be it. So tell us about the website. You designed this yourself as well, the website?
Yeah, I made the website myself. So that's www.bium.co.uk.
Can you spell that out for people?
So that's T-H-I-U-M.
Yep.
A lot of people ask how I got the name, which was from a song called Lithium, my favourite song.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I decided to take the end of it, which no one had. No one has the name Fium.
Yeah.
So that was my name.
That's very, it's good because it's very short as well.
Yeah, short and memorable.
So can you order from this website?
You can buy the jewellery on the website, yeah. And we're going to have a pop-up shop in Romford on Saturday opposite the museum where you'll be able to see my jewellery in the real life.
Basically. And also you're on Twitter as well?
Yeah, so that's at Theum, but the I is replaced with a 1.
Did somebody already take it?
Yeah.
People.
Yes.
Oh my God. Now your website, I'm just having a quick look because I didn't know the website before. It's very, very nice. And you designed this yourself.
Thank you. Yeah,
this is really, really lovely. You know what? I'm a bit of a stalker with websites because I like things that are easy to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I put this up on the page, you can see everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because sometimes people, you go, well, where do I click on? I can't be bothered. And you, mm-hmm, click straight out. Do you know what I mean? Those,
yeah,
sort of. This is brilliant. And you've got all this lovely. Are there little elephants there? Is that my eyesight?
Yes.
I love elephants. Did you make those?
Mm-hmm.
They're gorgeous.
And these ones. I'm wearing some of my own jewellery as well today.
Oh, we'll do a link to the web page so you can have a look. It's all the W's, theum.co.uk. That's theium.co.uk. So in 10 years' time, you'll be taking over the world. You'll be in all the fashion places as well.
I would love that, yeah.
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, if you'd like to have a look at the jewellery, don't forget all the W's, theum.co.uk. That's T-H-I-U-M. And thank you very much, Sian, for coming in today.
Thank you too.
Lovely to meet you. That's a businesswoman of the future there. Right, 11:39, here's Metrimony with The Look. You'll get down, you never running.